The famine declaration in Africa is finally made. Why did it take so long? Christians are considered spies in parts of Colombia, and children's ministry in the Philippines changes bad adult habits. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, celebrating 20 years of ministry, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Famine is a deadly killer, only declared when malnutrition levels shoot up over 30%. But the UN declaration of famine in two areas of Somalia seemed a little late. When the UN declared famine last Wednesday, malnutrition rates were already at a staggering 55% in those areas. Giving the tag of famine sooner would have helped focus more aid to the people in need. Jeff Palmer with Baptist Global Response comments on the delayed reaction.
Because now it's just reached critical levels, and the media here, of course, major news networks are beginning to pick up. But this is something that is not new. I mean, this is something that's with the extended drought, it's getting worse and worse. And I'll be honest, I'm not a pessimist. It's going to get worse before it gets better.
On the other hand, BGR has been providing aid along with the gospel message to the area for a while now.
We're already in there. We've been there. We're going to be there for long term. And it is critical now, so I am glad they did declare that.
Next, the United Nations is calling it the worst famine in 20 years. About 12 million people in Ethiopia, Somalia, Kenya, and Djibouti are affected. President of Global Aid Network, GAIN USA, says the situation's shocking.
1,200 malnourished children are crossing the border into a refugee camp every day, oftentimes without parents. Some families have walked for over a month searching for food, water, and shelter.
GAIN USA is helping 25 smaller refugee camps. 10 container loads of food have already been donated to GAIN's efforts, but funding is only available to ship 3. You can help at a cost of 10 cents a meal. GAIN shares the gospel as they help. Zook says this is a pivotal time.
Unless the church stands up, unless we as believers stand up and help provide, many people, unfortunately, will not only go hungry, but will die without knowing that God loves them and wants to have a personal relationship with them.
Please call our resource line to help. You're listening to Mission Network News. Colombian drug traffickers are being reached by an unlikely medium, Christian radio. FARC is a guerrilla group in Colombia well known for their drug activity. Spanish World Ministry's Daniel Sandoval says in the region of Guaviare in particular,
this terrorist group has increased the planting, processing, and trading of cocaine.
The guerrilla control over the area makes missions work extremely difficult.
If any Christian organization pretends to reach the small towns in this region of Guaviare, the guerrilla movement will consider them either spies sent by the DEA or informants for the government. Should the people from Guaviare die without having the opportunity to hear about Christ?
Spanish World Ministry says no. They're transcending all boundaries via radio. One marijuana farmer heard their broadcast, became a believer, and brought all of his workers to Christ. The programs are working, and you can be a part of it. Help at our website. Meanwhile, your prayers are needed for kids in Burkina Faso. A recent storm caused severe damage in Ouagadougou, striking 3 Compassion International Assisted Centers. 100,000 people have been affected by flooding as well. The children who attend the Compassion Centers are all safe and unharmed, but major portions of the centers were destroyed. Pray that the centers would be able to continue spreading the light of Christ despite the setback. And finally, a slum community in the Philippines looked hopeless. Most people had taken to gambling and drinking, and poverty was severe. When Operation Mobilization started a kids outreach, though, things changed. The kids group turned into a full-fledged church. Addicts turned to Christ, and 3 years later, a church has over 100 members, a new building, and a daycare center. They're actively spreading the gospel. Get involved with similar projects. Check it out online. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Russian Ministries wants to encourage you in your walk with God. They're offering a free devotional called The Art of Loving God by Julie Ackerman Link, the first in the Loving God series. What do you got to lose? It's free. Get your free resources, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.